This is great stuff. Great stuff from the next president of the United States. Trump mocks Fanny and what Nathan Wade was good at. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com, raydogg.bandcamp.com. Check out that for sure. Albums are dropping left and right. And it's not just my music. Albums under my umbrella, but if you're into all kinds of music, from international music to Americana to bluegrass to Celtic, anything you can think of, you might want to jump on there. $5 a month, you could get all the back catalog of stuff that's unreleased elsewhere. So just check it out. There'll be a link in the description. But let's get right into this, because this President Trump is just amazing at amazing job at entertaining. He was an entertainer after all. But Trump denounces DEA, and he has a point here. So how do you pronounce F-A-N-I? Certainly not Fanny. But anyway, I'm not calling her Fanny. Trump denounces DA Fanny Willis, sexapades, and mocks Nathan Wade for what he's good at. Have a gander at what he says he's good at? Without reading it, let's see if we have any video. I'd rather just play it. If it's there, I'm not seeing it. Okay, wait, here we go. Let's just get it from the horse's mouth.
Look, I was indicted by Fanny in Georgia. How did that work out?
Boo!
And her lover, Nathan Wade. And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. He had experience in something else.
Oh, man, that's just a lot of... That's, as a Christian, I shouldn't be... I'm not egging it on, but it's funny. I mean, come on, you gotta admit, that is some funny stuff.
Quite sure he was very good, based on the fact that she called him 2,000 times. I didn't know the gentleman. I didn't know him. Oh, you have 2,000 phone calls, 3,500 text messages.
He's not wrong on that. I mean, you know, I am really just waiting to see what the ruling of this judge is going to be, because if it's anything less than completely getting rid of her and her entire team, would be a tragedy, and there's got to be some jail time in their future, because you're going to tell me that these people didn't perjure themselves for sure. But I don't know, when I watched the closing arguments, some of the questions that the judge was asking, I don't know where he's going with it. He said he's going to take a couple weeks or a week or two to sort it out or whatever, but anyway.
In a short, I know a lot of people, we like a lot of people. I happen to have a very good relationship with a woman called Melania. But I would venture to say, in all the years that I've known her, I might not have called her 2,500 times. That's a, I know I didn't send 3,500 text messages. And they did this in a very...
So, yeah, he's not, I mean, that's just insane, really, really, really insane. So, let's see, let's look at some other videos here. Happening today, the court is hours away from final argument. We already did the final arguments already. John Merchant is correct. Americans will lose trust. He's not wrong on it. Let's listen to what he has to say, and then I'll weigh in.
And the system will be shot. And the integrity of the system will be undermined. And so with those sort of public policy and constitutional principles, I wanted to turn to the law.
So he's not wrong. John Merchant is correct by saying Americans will lose trust in the judicial system if Fannie Willis is allowed to remain on the Trump case. There is so much lawlessness happening in the Biden regime. Hopefully, Judge McAfee will decide to rebalance the scales of justice. So that remains to be seen. I'm hoping that that's exactly what happened, because again, if they do not, people are going to lose trust in this system. So, again, let's see, it says here, he later sort of repeated the joke according to Mediaite. How about, he says, quote, how about that one with her lover? I wonder if I could find the speech somewhere. Let's see if I could find more of this. Give me a... Let's just do this. Hold on. All right, let's see what I could find here. Oh, here we go. Mediaite. I found it. Let's see. Let's see here. Let's see if this is longer. Let's see. This one might be longer. Let's see. From Mediaite. Mediaite. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can play this one. Will it even let me play it?
He worked with Fanny, even though it's spelled Fanny. F-A-N-I, Fanny. How about that one? How about that one with her lover? Nathan Wade, her lover.
Boo. Boo.
Let's go get Trump. Because if they go after Trump, they can pay him more money. And she can take beautiful trips on the sea, beautiful trips to foreign islands.
Yep.
Her lover, they have such a good time. The guy got paid almost $1 million and he never did it before. But he did the other thing before.
And
he did with fire.
Oh, there we go.
That's what he's good at.
This is great. Yeah, so that, there you go. He did Trump is the best. What do you think? I mean, seriously, if this judge McAfee, if he allows them to get away with this, and then you know that for sure that he's definitely biased. But I don't know what's going to happen there. But again, if he allows this to stand, then who knows? Who knows? It really shouldn't stand. It really shouldn't. Because the guy and the woman clearly lied on the oath. I mean, you have to be Stevie Wonder to not see that. You really have to be Stevie Wonder to not see that. Let's see. What else we got here? Trump brings the fire and says Biden part of conspiracy to overthrow the USA. Let's listen to a little bit of this. You want to listen to a little bit of this? I do. I know you do, too. So let's see. Let's pull that up here. Let's see what he says here.
Every day, Joe Biden is giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. He's actually giving aid. And they don't respect us anymore as a country. 3 years ago, we were more respected than ever before, and now they have no respect for us whatsoever.
Agreed.
And Putin yesterday is talking about nuclear. Did you hear that, right? Nuclear. He wouldn't be talking about nuclear if I were here. He wouldn't be talking about it. Biden's conduct on our border is by any definition a conspiracy to overthrow the United States of America. You know, he talks about democracy. He is a danger to democracy.
Agreed.
Number one, he goes after his political opponent, which nobody's ever done in this country. They do it in third world countries very well. They do it. But they're not going to succeed with us. They're not going to succeed. It's making us stronger.
Yes, it is.
It's making us stronger. Biden and his accomplices want to collapse the American system, nullify the will of the actual American voters, and establish a new base of power that gives them control for generations.
He's not wrong on that. He is not wrong at all. I mean, he's not wrong saying that they want to overthrow the U.S. And the way how they're going to do it again, Elon Musk also said this, you know, a new voter base. Let's just call a spade. And many of us black people are waking up to it. I've been awake, but many others are starting to wake up. And that's a good thing. That's definitely not a bad thing. So anyway, that's all I got for ya. That's all I got for ya. So leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I'll see you next time. Here we come.